Hey there, awesome humans. Riley Hart here, and welcome back to Modern Positive Affirmations. You know that feeling when your to-do list feels longer than a CVS receipt on Black Friday? You're juggling work, relationships, maybe even trying to squeeze in some Netflix before bed, and you're starting to feel like a human pretzel being twisted into oblivion. That's why today's episode is all about something super important, self-care. It's not just bubble baths and face masks, although those are amazing. It's about intentionally taking care of your mind, body, and soul so you can show up as the best version of yourself, every single day. We live in a world that constantly tells us to do more, be more, have more. But what if I told you that saying, yes, to yourself is actually the most powerful way to achieve all those things? Think about it. When you're running on empty, how much energy do you really have to give to everything else? Not much, right? Self-care isn't selfish, it's essential. So, let's dive into 5 key takeaways that will help you prioritize self-care like a boss. 1. Know your needs. Seriously, what are your non-negotiables? Is it getting 7 hours of sleep, having time for creative pursuits, or even just taking a walk in nature? Figure out what truly recharges you and make it a priority, not an afterthought. We're not talking about scheduling another meeting here, we're talking about carving out dedicated time for you. 2. Ditch the guilt trip. Ever felt guilty for taking time for yourself? Newsflash. That guilt is a major self-care saboteur. You deserve to rest, recharge, and simply exist without feeling like you have to earn it. Remember, taking care of yourself allows you to show up better for others in the long run. Think of it as fueling your inner superhero. The world needs a well-rested champion. 3. Embrace saying no. This one is tough, but oh so important. You can't pour from an empty cup, right? So learn to gracefully decline requests that drain you or don't align with your priorities. It's okay to set boundaries and protect your energy. Remember, saying no to something sometimes means saying yes to yourself and your well-being. 4. Move your body. I'm not talking about grueling marathons here, unless that's your jam. Find physical activities you genuinely enjoy, dancing, yoga, hiking, even a good old-fashioned walk in the park. Exercise isn't just about physical health. It releases endorphins that boost your mood and reduce stress. Plus, moving your body can help clear your head and bring fresh perspective to whatever challenges you're facing. 5. Fuel your body right. You wouldn't put cheap gas in a high-performance car, right? Treat your body like the amazing machine it is by nourishing it with wholesome foods that fuel your energy and support your well-being. Think colorful fruits and veggies, lean proteins, and whole grains. They're not just good for you, they taste amazing too. Speaking of amazing, let me tell you about this time when I was feeling totally swamped with work deadlines and commitments. My mind was racing, my to-do list felt endless, and I was running on fumes. It was like trying to juggle flaming torches while riding a unicycle, not exactly a recipe for success. So what did I do? Well, I took a step back and decided to prioritize self-care. I booked myself a massage, pure bliss. Went for a long hike in the woods, nature's therapy is seriously underrated. And cooked up a delicious, healthy meal that actually tasted good, winning. The result? I felt refreshed, recharged, and ready to tackle those deadlines with renewed energy and focus. It was like flipping a switch. Suddenly, I could see things more clearly, prioritize effectively, and even find joy in the midst of the chaos. Remember, you are worthy of self-care. You deserve to feel energized, fulfilled, and capable of conquering your world. Don't wait for burnout to hit. Make self-care a non-negotiable part of your daily routine. Start small if you need to. Even 5 minutes of quiet meditation or a walk around the block can make a difference. And remember, it's not about being perfect, it's about showing up for yourself every single day. Now go out there and be your most amazing self. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a little self-care reminder. You never know who might need to hear these words today. And if you enjoyed the episode, leave us a review. It means the world to us. Until next time, keep shining bright.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.